Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
How did you come out of the game? And they certainly did not ease you into anything. Do you feel bad about missing two snaps?
I knew going in I was going to play a lot. I was comfortable with it. I felt good physically. I know I did a good job with the training staff, keeping in shape. So I don't feel bad about missing the two snaps, but, I wish I could be in there every play.
Did you find yourself thinking about the eye? Any issue at all, comfort with the visor, things like that?
No, originally I thought maybe going in, I might be hesitant thinking about the eye and stuff, but it wasn't like that at all. I went in and felt confident with it. Didn't really think about it at all. I took a couple big hits and didn't feel anything, which was good.
Thank you.
Ryan Dunleavy.
Daniel, what was the feelings like pregame? Were you like nervous, almost like your first NFL game again? Like any butterflies? Was it just like picking up right where you left off week 8? How were you like pregame?
There's always butterflies before every game, but I was anxious to get back out there. The last few weeks kind of just watched on the sideline. I just was anxious to get back out there and try to help the team as much as I could. So I was more excited than anything, to just get back out there and start playing again.
Coach Bischoff said that you it was his analogy, I think his words were like you had like a, and obviously I don't mean this to demean your injury, Daniel, but like you had like a 4-week bye week, like where you just got to like hit the playbook and learn and stuff like that. How did you make the best of what was an obviously ugly, difficult situation? What benefits did you get out of it?
Yeah, of course, as a rookie, I still have a lot of stuff to learn and improve on, and a big part of that is the mental side of the game and the smaller stuff outside, like, learning how to keep my body right, even though I'm not involved too much because of the injury, but kind of being mentally locked in and helping my teammates as well. Trying to be a leader in the future on this team, it's going to take a big role that even when I am out on injury to, help my other tight ends and help in any way I can. Many things I see on the sideline that I can help communicate with them. And the biggest part was really just being locked in mentally and still growing my mental game and, definitely reading defenses and seeing how defenses adjust to our different tight end personnels and stuff like that. So definitely being locked in mentally was the biggest part of the 4-week bye week for me.
I hope you understand what I was saying.
No, I got you. Yeah.
Daniel, who did you rely on away from the facility? Like, obviously, you have trainers. When you were going through it and you had, the work after the surgery and, when you needed people, like, do you have a roommate? Did your parents come out at all? Siblings? Like, I think you have a sister. Like, did anybody come out, stay with you, and, like, make you meals and help you get through what was, a difficult time off the field?
The team helped me out a lot. I was able to bring my girlfriend in and my mom in to help me out and kind of just, like you said, just make some meals for me. And I couldn't drive, of course, with one eye, so they helped drive me around and stuff like that and just do run errands for me, I guess. But, really just my mom and my girlfriend helped me out a lot.
Thanks.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
when you left the locker room last night, and really you weren't the only one, it just, the mood, it was just a strange feeling leaving after that tie, after, 70 minutes, it seemed like it was an unfinished feeling. a day later when you guys were in the building today. I mean, I know there's, you know, a directive from the coaching staff to push forward and it's on to the next week, but how would you describe the mood even before you guys got into meetings today, you know, the morning after last night?
Of course, there's still a sour taste in our mouth. You know, we want to win, and we know there's a lot of things that we did personally that could have helped us win, and it wasn't so much what they did to stop us. It was what we did and our execution that could have helped us win that game. So, you know, we came in with definitely a positive mindset, you know, because we still have work to do, and we still have a good chance to keep fighting and just keep winning. And so we just came in with a positive mindset to attack the film and look at anything that we messed up on, and basically trying to figure out how we need to execute better to grow as an offense and as a team.
I'm curious from a mindset perspective, you know, you have this second game against Washington that you know is coming up. So obviously there's that continuation to kind of make up for what happened yesterday. Does it help reset you guys now and not look ahead because you have such a, I'll use the word daunting challenge against the Eagles, who have really, in Dave's words, have run through just about everybody in the league this year?
Yeah, just our mindset on it is just take it one day at a time, you know, one practice at a time, one play at a time. And that's what we're going to do, you know, just take it one day at a time. And we're going to focus on the Eagles now, you know, get into the film room and start studying them up and game planning those guys. And, you know, just take it one day at a time, get better each day. And then once we get back to the Commanders, you know, we'll attack them and take that one day at a time as well.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll take a couple more. Brian Dunleavy.
Daniel, you mentioned the visor. How was it catching the ball with the visor? I mean, does it appear like darker and whatnot? Like, how did you adjust to the visor?
Yeah, the visor for me was kind of like wearing sunglasses. You know, it kind of helped block the sun a little bit, but it didn't impair the vision too much. Which is what I was worried about when I first had to put on the visor, especially right after the injury, because I wore one in high school, but I couldn't remember like what it was like. I knew it got foggy and I knew sweat got all over it, but definitely getting adjusted to it still with the sweat and the fogginess. But really the vision side of it, it honestly, I feel like helped me more just because it's kind of like wearing sunglasses on a sunny day.
So do you now have to get like some cool design on your visor or some sponsorship? Like Kadarius had those Joker things on his visor. Like you now have to capitalize on it.
I don't know about that yet. You know, I wouldn't say I'm the most flashy guy, so I'll probably just keep it as it is. But, you know, I like how it just helps my eyes overall. So I don't know about the designs and stuff, but you know, you never know. We'll see.
Last one, Daniel, how about physically? How did you stay, I guess, in shape, for lack of a better, how did you stay conditioned to go and play that many snaps when most injured guys are on a pitch count?
Yeah, I think the training staff helped me out a lot. You know, I think they did a great job of keeping me in shape physically and mentally, you know, with my legs and in the weight room and stuff, because it was difficult at first. You know, there was a lot of stuff that we couldn't do with my eye just because of the pressure of weightlifting, and we weren't sure about the bleeding inside the eye and all that stuff when I first started getting back into the conditioning. But we took a slow approach at first, but then we started ramping up once it was more safe with the eye, and after that it was ramped up, and the training staff, I feel like, just helped me the most with keeping in shape.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.